uncensored, no holds barred talk. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. This is the Global Reality Radio Network. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another live edition of the Global Reality right here on the Global Reality Radio Network. I'm your host, Josh Reeves. Thanks for being with us here tonight for another late night Moonbat edition of the broadcast, Tuesday, October the 11th into Wednesday, October the 12th, 2011. We're so glad you could be here with us tonight as we continue to document world events, past, present, and future here. Try to decode some of this stuff and de-spin the spin and get into the deeper elements of the whole world power structure that is dominating the planet with everything from plagues and viruses and staged weather events and wars and murders that look like suicides that, you know, or actually murders everything. These guys do it all. And it's all to hide knowledge that's been here on this planet for a very long time. We're here to try and attempt to decode some of that and find out who the real enemies are. I know who the enemies certainly aren't. The enemies certainly aren't sitting in full view and bank buildings and things of this nature. Those are the front men. So that's another thing I sort of have on my plate as part of my goal is to try and get people to look at the deeper elements of this and look how far down the rabbit hole really goes and understand that the people who really control this game, you'll never know their names. So thanks for being with us here tonight. My website where this broadcast originates from is www.theglobalreality.com. Links to the stream to listen live are up there. You'll also find all the links to my past documentary films, 9/11 New World Rising, Secret Ride Volume 1. And we also have all different video clips, audio clips from the show up there, all kinds of stuff. I do want to make a note. I've been getting a lot more messages and emails and stuff today. People are freaking the fuck out. In case I didn't make it crystal clear enough on the show last night, Manhydra, our webmaster, is in the process of, he's got a new server, and since he hosts the archives for us on his server out of the kindness of his own heart, to make things work better, he's getting some problems from his server company. They don't like it when you use things for what they technically tell you you're not supposed to use them for, but yet there's nothing they can really do about it because, you know, this is not within the terms of service or agreement. You know, they don't like it when you do that, so they like to give you problems. But anyway, it's here nor there, but he's in the process of migrating, from what I understand, all the other archives on the other server over to the new one. And it's not something that is fast because we're talking about huge, huge amounts of data because my files for my show were super high quality because we put everything out in high quality here. That's a part of the, that's a part of the model of what we do here, you know, being listener supported and funded by all the great people out there, who believe in the things I'm trying to do here with the information. And that's another one of those things that people don't really understand is a lot of these networks who charge for archives and charge for, you know, memberships and all this stuff. Well, you pay $10 a month or $5 a month or whatever it is to get a membership, and then you get the 128K stream. They give you the 64K one for free. And then you get 16K or, you know, maybe 128K archives sometimes, 64K archives. But here you get a 128K stream for free and a 128K archive for free. That's, hey man, that you know, we're offering more here than most of these other networks do. And at, up till now, we don't even have any, we hadn't even had any sponsors. You don't even get Jew Gold and Dick Pills. And, I mean, you know, I'm sorry, man. I'm the most humble guy there is, and I will always stay that way. But sometimes I have to give myself, allow myself to take credit for stuff sometimes, because if I don't, then it doesn't, I don't progress. You know what I mean? If I hold myself back and don't take in the praise when it's given to me, then I, it's just not healthy to do that, you know. But it's also not healthy to have a big head and have an ego and all that stuff either, which I don't, I never have. But there has been times in the past when I got wound up from doing this shit, when, you know, I just didn't want to talk to anybody. But, you know, now I've sort of having the approach of being able to do the show when I want to do it on my own time and not feeling like I've got somebody breathing down my throat expecting me to perform for 4 hours every day. Meanwhile, I'm not getting anything to, you know, not getting any money in for doing it. You know, that was wearing on me for a while. So I think, well, I think back when I was on Oracle and stuff, I think I got, you know, the reputation of being an asshole and whatever have you, but it was really only because I was just unhappy with my situation at that time. You know, I mean, seriously, we're offering, we're damn sight better than a lot of these other networks out there. I mean, God, some of these networks are broadcast 16K and shit like that. Blog Talk stuff, 16K, it just sounds like ass. I did Blog Talk for a couple of months. Oh, it was horrible. That's why I started this network, because people were fucking kicking and screaming and throwing a fit saying, dude, your show does not deserve to be in 16K. This is crap. Your show needs to be in, it deserves to be on a bigger platform and a better platform than this. It's junk. So that's when I started the network and have been going at that ever since. But yeah, I mean, you get 128K stream, 128K free archives here. Manhydra hosts those for us. And you just got to be patient. I mean, the guy does his stuff, Manhydra, Mark, he does his stuff out of the kindness of his own heart. That's his donation, you know. That's what he's donating to the cause. And he does a fucking fantastic job, and he deserves a lot of props for what he does. He keeps a website going for me and gets shit up there. You know, he's like fucking me ESP with me and this guy. I don't even have to fucking even type anything to him. I send him fucking messages with my brain. I'll go check the news. I'll be like, fuck, I need to send this news article, man, Hydra. I'll be thinking that. I'll go fucking check the news. Fuck, goddamn, there it is, a fucking news article up there posted it. He put up there. I'm not kidding you, man. Yeah, you can't fuck all these motherfuckers running around paying people to be their webmasters and stuff like that. You know, you can't get talent like that paying for it. Talent like that can only be bartered or volunteered or swapped or given in as a donation or whatever have you. You know what I mean? Yeah, that's a word to you fucking corporations and other. You're doing this the wrong way. Because you're going trying to pay people. Who are you going to get? You're going to get some run-of-the-mill cocksucker who probably went to a college and thinks he's fucking smart because he learned something out of a book and can left-brain that shit, regurgitate back to them the way they wanted to hear it. That doesn't mean you have talent. Sure as fuck doesn't mean you can know how to post news articles using only your brain either. But yeah, but anyway, there you go. So please be patient with us. I've been getting all these emails. People are freaking out. I can't get my fix. I mean, seriously, I can't get my fix. It's totally ridiculous. It's completely gone way over the top. And just, oh my goodness gracious. But yeah, I mean, that's, you know, that's the whole thing there. So keep that in mind when you support our work and you look at what the other guys are offering or sound quality. I mean, you know, some people don't like the 128K. Some people think it's, you know, it's too big, but you know what? I mean, with the way we're in technology now, man, I mean, it's, you know, there's really no excuse why, even if you live out in rural areas or something, why you shouldn't be able to have enough bandwidth and enough space to stream my show and listen to it. Somebody said they were having problems, and I said, well, here, I send them the link, you know, to the YouTube video with it, Illuminated Scam puts up for us. And they go, oh, fuck YouTube, I don't like YouTube. Well, how is that my problem? I mean, you know, be patient. It's going to be fixed, I promise you. But, you know, when I offer you a solution and you tell me, you know, oh, no, fuck YouTube, I'm not going to listen to it on YouTube. Well, how's that my problem, man? You know, stuff, it's technology. It needs maintenance like everything else. You have to have upkeep and maintenance on all this stuff. The good news is we are going to be able to get a new Mac. That's happening. Thanks to Scott for coming through and helping out the rest of the way on that one. And we are going to be able to do that. And so we're going to be having a new release date, October 29th. I talked about that last night, but I'm setting that in stone, pending any snags or anything else. But I'm right now, as of right now, as of tonight, with yeah, I'm going to give myself a little bit of time, you know what I mean? But as of tonight, there's going to be no more. This is what they call picture lock. That's what I'm going for after tonight. So after time, whatever other info could go in this film is not going to go into it after tonight. I'm strictly going to work on piecing the rest of the visuals together. You know, that's the biggest problem, is having info and having voiceovers and plenty of information and documentation and things like that, you know, in words and language. But very, very difficult to put in the format of, you know, videos and images. Because, you know, nobody wants to sit there and stare at one image while 15 minutes of info rolls on the screen with just, you know, one image on the screen for 15 minutes. Well, sometimes that's your only option. So what do you do? I mean, do you have a 15-minute, you know, piece of information that just has one? Because sometimes there's not pictures of the info you have, you understand, or pieces of footage for that, you know, and then you're like, you just got to create something out of scratch. And sometimes it works and sometimes it does not. And then when it doesn't, you have to make a decision on leaving that specific piece of information out of your film. And then sometimes when you do that, that means you have to go back and adjust something up here at the beginning of the film and something over here at the very end of the film. Because if you don't, with that little piece of info that you're now taking out, because you can't match it with anything on the screen, won't make sense to anybody because of these other things you've got over here that kind of reference that. That is a microcosm of the shit that I deal with on a daily basis working on films, man. God damn. Now, I know why these fucking people, like even Jones, but on a small scale, but on a much larger scale, I mean, I don't see why these, you know, that's why the credits roll for 15 minutes after a movie's over. It takes that many motherfuckers to do it. Because there's probably, you know, probably guys come in and work on these things for like 2 weeks. They're like, fuck this shit, I'm out of here. This is fucking tedious, man. Yeah, so we're going to be able to get a Mac, and so woohoo, yeah. Go Team Global Reality, man. I'm really fucking excited about that. Thanks again to Scott for helping us out in our other, everybody who supported us as well. Last month, that's where the other half came from. Everybody who supported us last month was getting us the rest of the way, and this is going to be a quantum jump for us, man. We're going to be able to do you know, everything now. Be able to do in-house graphics and you know, really pro level film stuff. The music's going to be a lot better because I'll be able to work with Pro Tools now and do HD session stuff. It's just going to quantum leap everything up to a level I've never experienced in since I've been doing this. And that was, you know, that was the goal that I had. And I think everybody out there who helped me achieve that goal and helped me help make it come true. I can't tell you. I get emotional here. I can't tell you how much I love you guys. I can't tell you how much I appreciate everybody out there. It really, it's amazing. And you guys are amazing. And let's fucking do this. That's all I can say. Because, man, the level I'm looking at of the stuff that I'm going to be able to do now, it's amazing. And that's what I've wanted, was to be able to have to match the quality of the output of the final product with the quality of what I believe the quality of the information is. I believe the quality of the information in the Secret Volume 2 is going to be top-notch. I think I've really outdone myself here with the research in terms of just the time. And I know everybody's wanted this film out for a long time. I know everybody's anxiously waiting, and I know everybody, you know, wants it out. And it's coming now. It's going to be here real soon. But this was an important thing for me, because a lot of lessons were learned for me with during the time of working on this film. Lessons that money can't buy. You know, lessons about life and yourself and your work ethic and just everything. Those are kind of things experience. And I think that actually, because I've been, you know, in the past, I've been one of those people that wasn't a patient person. And over the past, 4 years since I've been doing this show, the one thing I had to learn during when I started doing radio was to be patient. And I got that from my dad. My dad was an impatient motherfucker. God damn. Ooh, you had to calm that man down. He would get impatient about shit. Just over the top impatient. And I got that from him in spades. But, you know, the thing about it was, and so when I started doing the show, that's what got me through it and got me past that impatient stuff, because in doing this, I knew that I was going to have to be patient. I knew that that I was going to have to be patient with myself, with listeners, with everything, with the whole process of it, because, you know, I mean, I was coming on. I was on the radio, dude. I was totally green. Totally green. I didn't know anything. I didn't have a presence or a voice or... I had a lot of info, but that was it. You know, I wasn't very good at presenting that info. Now, like, I've become a lot better presenter, both in terms of the radio show and in video. I think my presentation has leveled up. And again, you know, those are the kind of things I think that in the process of making this film, I've had 20 different versions of the Secret Volume 2, man. And I've scrapped a lot. I've lost a lot from computer malfunctions and stuff like that. I mean, I've lost fucking weeks of work before. I mean, you'll save something and it says it's saved, and then you go back to open it up again and it's just flat, not there. And, you know, this computer's been doing weird stuff on me. I've had it for almost 4 years. I've changed a lot of parts in it, but it's just been weird. So I'm glad to know we're going to have that handled and taken care of. And I'm definitely excited, because I feel like for the first time, I'm finally going to be able to produce some quality stuff that is going to be on par with quality of info. And so we're looking for Saturday, September 29th. We're going to have we'll have some private screening stuff. We'll try to do that just for, like, listeners only, certain people within the listening audience, donators, supporters, stuff like that. And then I'll do probably going to do a week by week rollout after that of some of the pieces of it. Until after we get the DVDs in, everybody that pre-ordered theirs, we'll get those and all that stuff. So, exciting stuff, man. We're here, and we're finally almost to the end of this. Then we'll be ready to start our next adventure, which is going to be the Rock Wall film, which we're projecting to have out by July 2012. That's our goal set for that, and I'm excited about that. I mean, yeah, we're not going to be able to, you know, we're not going to be able to dig up anything. You're not going to see me in front of this thing dug up, getting to see pieces of it on video. It's not going to happen. Now, that's not to say we're not going to have footage from the original dig in there, because we will. You'll get to see the wall, what it looked like when they did John Lindsay and company did the dig, I guess back in the late 90s. But it's not going to be that kind of film. It's going to be the film, the way I'm going to do that film is it's going to be, it's going to be really pushing just what I believe are the best tidbits of information about the wall, the most information we can get in there about it, to hopefully try, get it out there and spark some interest. And this is not going to be your typical, you know, it'll be more like a documentary film, more, you know, where with footage that I'm shooting and footage from my cameras and interviews and documents and all that stuff. So, boy, that's, I just hope to, with that film, to at least raise awareness and show people that, hey, you know, this thing is there and it's real, and it is not a natural formation, as the scientific community tries to say. There's something bigger here, it's deeper, and we need to bring attention to it. And I hope to achieve that with that film. So I'm going to try to do as many shows as I can over the next few weeks. This week I should be okay. The next 2 weekends, the next 2 weeks after that, I don't know, shows might be spotty here and there, because it's sort of like once I get into a groove, like of working on a film, I kind of don't need to have any distractions of anything else. But I got a show coming up this weekend with the Demigods. So then after that, I think over the next 2 weeks, I mean, I'll still do some shows and stuff, but I'm really want to try to dedicate myself very strongly to getting the film done over the next couple of weeks and having it out. And I just appreciate everybody out there, and I hope that you'll support us. So through this time of over the next couple of weeks. So we've got plenty of, support to, if we have to have time off from the radio show to work on the film or whatever else. So theglobalreality.com, donate button, chip and banners there. And thanks again to everybody. That's all I can really say. We got some news to get into tonight. Then we're going to get into the Emerald Tablets of Thoth. See what kind of crazy fucking news we got here tonight for you folks. GlobalRealityShow@gmail.com is also my email address. I don't really have any big emails to get into tonight. There was a couple of things I wanted to mention briefly that people brought up. Got a message from a guy. Where did it go? Longtime listener, supporter. My Chetango name is banned. I don't know why, but it has been for a long time. I know you or your people have admin privilege with Chetango and can unban me. I would like to participate in the chat, and it brings me to your webpage and allows me to participate in the Global Reality community, especially when the show is live. I'm not a troll. I just want to get back in the chat and be more part of the Global Reality. For me, that is the part of the experience of listening. And R. Raleigh is the Chetango name. Okay, R. Raleigh, I looked at my list, man, and I did not see your name on the banned list in my chat room. So I don't know what to do about that. I will tell you this. Oftentimes what happens, though, is that if somebody else that got banned has an IP that's in your range, Chetango will automatically ban your IP address, because it bans the entire range and not just the individual IP. But I went through the list and I didn't see your name in there. So I don't know what to do. We've had that happen to other people in the past. I mean, it happened to me one time. It's just one of those things. You can try resetting the IP address on your computer. Try that. Pick a new name. You know, I don't know. But I didn't see your name on the list, my friend, so there's nothing I can do about that. I appreciate your message, though. I don't know what else to tell you. George says, hey, I say take a break, finish the film. Continuity is a good thing. And, all right, well, we'll see about that. He also says, dude, you're killing me today with the elite rubbing their psyops at our phase routine and brought back memories of Sam Kinison, Rock of Ages. Yeah, people always say I sound like Sam Kinison. He was great, though. Yeah, him and Bill Hicks both. All right, let's see what kind of news we have here tonight. More crazy science news about planets and galaxies. Every day in the news, there's this stuff now. I mean, like, lots of it. And a lot of it points in, you know, it seems to be hinting at extraterrestrial stuff every day. Seems that every day there's some news story that comes out now that says, well, we found new evidence that says that here in this quadrant of the left portion of the known galaxy, we may have found new conditions that may harbor life. And it seems that the numbers of that possibility seem to be growing more and more every day, if you notice that. Well, now listen to this. This is unbelievable. It says, here be aliens. New signs point to a billion planets in our own galaxy where extraterrestrials might be hiding. The analysis of the first 136 days of results from NASA's Kepler telescope, launched with the aim to search for the habitable planets, has ignited furious debate over the idea of intelligent life in space. Kepler scans have found about 1,235 extrasolar planets. Dun, 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 tell him what he's won, Johnny. Guess where they are. 1,235. 1,235. Well, that's an interesting set of numbers there, isn't it? 1,235 extrasolar planets in the Cygnus constellation of our own galaxy. Somebody was in the chat room asking what that film was. I referenced it last week. The Cygnus Mystery. C-Y-G-N-U-S. Cygnus Mystery. But again, watch the Cygnus Mystery and then come back to this article and think about how they're saying, we think we found places where there might be aliens at in the constellation of Cygnus in our own galaxy, the Milky Way. That's a pretty... That's a pretty big. Pretty big admission there. Yes, I don't know. That depends. I'm not going to announce that 100%. But Bilbo in the chat room says, "The people that pre-ordered the film, are they going to get to have a sneak peek at the film?" I'm not going to say that. Officially, I'm not going to say yes to that, but I'm not going to say no to that either. Does that make sense? If you're talking about yourself, Bilbo, and I see you in the chat room regularly, make sure you're hanging out in the chat room on Saturday the 29th, Bilbo. That's all I can say. A new study concludes that 1.2% of stars in our galaxy could have a planet that could support life, more than a billion worlds, and that the core of our galaxy might be richest in these planets. Earth lies farther out, nearer the galactic rim. Yeah, we're a backwater planet, dude. We're out on the outskirts. We're on the fucking north 40 of the galaxy. That's why I think that's why we don't see as many extraterrestrials as we probably would if we lived. Or existed or had an orbit that was, a lot closer in. We're way out on the outer rim, dude. It's like fucking, we're way out in the rural area. If you think of the macrocosm of our universe, God damn, y'all motherfuckers live way out here? Shit. I get cable and shit out here? Fuck. Bet you can't get a signal on your cell phone for shit, though. God damn, this planet's fucking out here. Fuck. It really is. When you look at it on that large of a scale, like what's in this article here, it's kind of amazing. You're like, fuck, man, we're way out there. Like somebody stuck us out there for a reason, stick these motherfuckers way out there. No. Yeah, it'll take these sons of bitches a long time to find us. Fuck them. They'll be primitive as shit anyway. They'll probably want war and everything else. Stick those motherfuckers way out there. It'll take them fucking 3 trillion years to find out where we're at. Fuck them. The rapid formation of planets at the galaxy's core would outweigh the negative effects of repeated supernova explosions, providing a haven for life, say researchers. The study of model of habitability within the Milky Way galaxy led by the University of Hawaii's Michael Goenlock used computer models to find habitable planets and to weigh up the effects of supernova explosions that would have sterilized the surface. The computer model predicted that up to 1.2% of planets would support life at any given time. The huge timescale of the galaxy would allow planets to evolve or re-evolve life, even if it had been snuffed out by a supernova radiation. So every day now, we have more and more evidence, and I just think, again, this we have these massive, you know, artifacts around the planet and different sites aligned with Cygnus. Again, watch that film on YouTube, The Cygnus Mystery. It explains a lot better than I can, but it's all there. It's highly coincidental they'd be continuing to come out with more and more information. I think they're building a backstory. I think all of this is a backstory. So when they roll out the aliens to us, whether they're real or whether they're not, they will say, well, see, we reported here on October 4th, 2011, that we had discovered with our Kepler spacecraft that there could be habitable planets in here in the Cygnus constellation. Well, since we never had that technology before, and it's the first time we were able to see that, well, we didn't know it, but we were right. And look, here they are. Here's the aliens. You know, that's kind of what I see this as. Just seems to be there's a lot of these stories. You know, whenever you see a pattern, a lot of the same type of one story, that generally is a good sign. It's an op. They're trying to mentally prep you for something. They're trying to get you to accept the idea of something. I mean, that's what most of this stuff, like ancient aliens and all this stuff, they're just trying to get us to accept more and more and more. It's like, you know, what they did in the 80s and 90s and movies, you know, and gratuitous violence and all this stuff. You know, how much farther can we take it? Violent video games. How much more gruesome can it get? And another interesting thing to me as well is, you know, we talked, there's some documented evidence that there have been unidentified flying objects, whether those are extraterrestrial or whether those are black op aircraft, who knows? But either way, you know, just because it's unidentified flying object doesn't mean it has to be extraterrestrial. It could be a black op craft or some government ran thing or, you know, earthbound thing, but it may not be. It could not be that either. You know, but when you go too far to one or the other, and a lot of people do that, you get into dangerous territory. But I think there's a lot of evidence that points in the direction that Fukushima nuclear disaster was messed with by extraterrestrials. Chernobyl. We've had multiple cases of sightings of UFOs around not only nuclear power stations, but also nuclear missile silos. Also, the earthquake in Virginia that we had, we had UFO sightings all around that area. It's been a hotbed for over a year. I mean, do you guys remember about a year ago? Those of you that have been listening for a while, about a year or so ago, do you guys remember that story I read where it was talking about the woman who in Virginia who saw, it was in Virginia, it was in the same area where this earthquake was. I don't know if I talked about this on the show yet or not. I may have. Stuff just runs together sometimes, but those of you who've been listening for a while, remember I told the story I read out of this story about these this hotbed of UFO sightings and stuff in Virginia, where almost exactly a year later is where we had the earthquake and stuff. But there was an article I think we read last year that was talking about this woman who one night she was sitting in her house and she saw this fucking, there was a hologram of Jesus projected into her house. The same night, people, her and other people all around the town saw flying objects in the sky. And she kind of laughed when she saw it sitting there. And she said, you know, most of these people in this podunk town would have freaked out and thought that was actually Jesus. But because I'm actually Jewish, I didn't for a second think it was real. And I started looking at it going, oh, yeah, well, you must have got the wrong house. She could totally tell it was a hologram. And then everybody saw those things that night. You know, that sounds like government stuff, blue beam type stuff. But some of these things are not, you know, I mean, how many reports did they have that the reactor, whatever it was in Virginia, was pushed well past its point? I mean, it seems that whatever these things are, some people believe that they don't actually come from space. Some people believe they actually come from a highly advanced race of people that live inside of the Earth, inner Earth. What many people believe Admiral Byrd saw and visited with in his flight there. And a lot of people believe that's where these things are actually coming from. And so things that we're doing on the outside of the Earth are affecting the inside of the Earth for this other civilization. And a lot of the people, I've heard stuff that they say that's what chemtrails are being done by or who they're being done by. A lot of things, you know, I don't know. I don't know if that's true or if it isn't. But, you know, just because it may not be true doesn't mean I don't have a responsibility to at least mention it or bring it up. You know, sometimes stuff, it's just ridiculous. I can tell it's not true, but that, you know, there is a lot of evidence to support inner earth beings, of course, well, you know, Shambhala, the Ascended Masters, all that. I believe all that's very much real as well. But listen to this. This has been since the Virginia earthquake and then subsequent really non-event hurricane after that. Four generators that power emergency systems at U.S. nuclear power plants have failed when needed since April. Well, this has only started in April of this year. And again, mass UFO sightings all around these areas. An unusual cluster that has attracted the attention of federal inspectors and could prompt the industry to re-examine its maintenance plans. None of these failures has threatened the public, but the diesel generators serve the crucial function of supplying electricity to cooling systems that prevent a nuclear plant's hot radioactive fuel from overheating, melting, and potentially releasing radiation into the environment. The worst-case scenario happened this year when the Fukushima Daiichi nuclear plant in Japan lost all backup power for its cooling systems after an earthquake and a tsunami. And somebody was saying that the Japanese were onto something and they discovered something and that this was a false flag against them. It very well could be. I don't know. I'd like to know, hear some ideas on what some of you out there think that is, if you believe that. I'm not saying I believe that. I'm not saying I don't either. But I've just seen it said a couple of times. It's something about the Japanese were onto something and they were attacked either by Israel or Mossad or MI6 or the CIA or all three, gangbanging them at the same time up the butt. I don't know. But if you have ideas or you have solid hardcore evidence and documents or anything of that nature, globalrealityshow@gmail.com. I'd like to know what you think about. They discovered something and they were hit. What'd they discover? What's your idea? Let me know. I think something's definitely suspect about this. Testifying yesterday in Congress, FBI Director Robert Mueller and National Counterterrorism Center Director Matthew Olson both agreed that the seldom used lone wolf provision of the USA Patriot Act, a provision which allows broad intelligence gathering of people with no actual terrorism ties, would become much more widely used in the months and years to come. Now, why is that? Again, foreshadowing. We saw all sorts of articles like this, ladies and gentlemen, right before 9/11. Hinting, dropping little hints. From, you know, all these people, I predicted 9/11 was going to be happening. Well, let me tell you, if I would have been paying attention to the news and all this information and had time and the ability to do that at that time before 9/11, I probably could have too. Now, in hindsight, we go back and look at those articles that were hinting about it all over the place. We're going to get hit, blah, 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 blah. Well, that's an interesting statement there. So the lone wolf provision, which allows broad intelligence gathering of people with no actual terrorism ties, would become much, much more widely used in the months and years to come. So I don't know about you, but for me, that's an admission that they are going to launch some terrorist operation. They're going to blame on somebody, some patsy, who they're going to say is that what they're calling it now? See, they used to call it the lone gunman. Now they're calling it the lone wolf. And see how they do that? That's real nice. Yeah, change around. Well, we're changing the name. We're patsy. It's the 21st century. We don't call them patsies. Lone gunman anymore because it brings up too many bad memories of Kennedy. So we call them lone wolves. We're in the 21st century, post 9/11 world. Got to have new terms. A lone wolf is somebody who probably ain't even with Al Qaeda. Probably ain't even Muslim. Probably ain't even brown. Probably ain't even from Jackistan or whatever the fuck them places are called over there. I can't even say half of them names half the goddamn time anyway. Oh, it's just fucking sand coons anyway over there. Hell, I don't give a goddamn about them people anyway. Kill them Hodges. But we calling it the lone wolf now. Yeah, we don't give a damn if they actually brown or Al-Qaeda or Muslim or not. We just going to call them lone wolves. And hell, if I want to say a white man, white boys with Al-Qaeda, I'll say it. Because I can get away with anything I want. I done suck Satan's cock all day long.
Suck Satan's cock.
Indeed, while Mueller claimed that the FBI had never once used the lone wolf provision, the U.S. citizens with no actual ties to terror groups pose a serious national security threat, and we need to be targeted more. What? I can't believe I'm reading this. I can't believe this is real. This is antiwar.com. U.S. citizens with no actual ties to terrorist groups pose a serious national security threat and would need to be targeted more. Can you believe that I just read that? Let me read it for you one more time. One more again, in case you didn't get it. U.S. citizens with no actual ties to terror groups pose a serious national security threat and would need to be targeted more. So everyone now in the United States that has no ties to a terrorist group is now considered a serious national security threat. So if you're not with a terrorist group, you're considered a serious national security threat. And if you are with a terrorist group, you're probably not, because, of course, the government are the terrorists. I mean, you got to look at this. That's just unbelievable. Where'd it go? I hate when I lose my spot. Oh, give me just a second. I'll find it again. I guess I closed out of it. Yeah, crazy stuff. Let's see what else we have. Oh, there it is. Olson concurred with this sentiment, adding that such people are probably the greatest challenge that we face. The two also agreed that Congress needs to give them more broad surveillance power, citing the popularity of Android-based smartphones. So they need more surveillance because of Android smartphones? All right. The FBI surveillance of Americans remains a serious issue, although the widespread classification of government records means the true extent of the policy may never be known. Thus, while Mueller assures that no one has ever been targeted as a lone wolf, they continue to target American citizens for lawful activities. So, I mean, that's it right there. They can target any one of us anytime for anything and then create a phony story about us and with staged evidence and do whatever they want, put it on the news and everybody believe we're an axe murderer or something, or a meth dealer or a child molester or something. And it'll be our word against theirs. And if your card gets pulled and you happen to be one of these people they choose to do this to, you know, it's your word against theirs. Who are the most majority of the brainwashed masses out there going to believe? They're going to believe the state. If they produce evidence, doesn't matter if it's real or not. They can accuse and put people away for anything, for any reason they want to now, folks. We are now officially in the realm of the things that even Hitler wouldn't do. You know, we need to make a list. Compile a list of these things and make a book out of it. I guarantee you, man, if you had a pamphlet out of all the things that the United States of America now does that are so goddamn bad, even Hitler would have went, no. We're not doing that. I mean, it would be staggering to most people. The United States accused Iran on Tuesday of backing a plot to kill the Saudi ambassador to Washington, escalating tensions with Tehran and stirring up a hornet's nest in the Gulf, where Saudi Arabia and Iran have long jostled for power, saying they broke up a terrorist plot. Here's an interesting article here. This is up on Reuters. it's on the Washington Times. Chinese telecom firm tied to spy ministry. CIA funded Huawei, or I think that's how you say it, Huawei made its presence in wireless trade show in Las Vegas this year. A U.S. intelligence report for the first time links China's largest telecommunications company to Beijing's KGB-like intelligence service and says the company recently received nearly $250 million from the Chinese government. Now, this is interesting because this company has offices. They're being charged with being a CIA, KGB, China-based KGB-like operation. They actually have offices in Plano, Texas, which is just not very far from here. It's a suburb of Dallas. And I've seen video. There was Rick Perry was there, made the deal with it, brokered the deal. He brought that company into Texas. They're dirty as all get out, dude. And, you know, that's a direct connection right there to the Council for National Policy. I've found a lot of connections to the Council for National Policy, to this group. And then finding that admission, that was something I was going to try and put in the film. I don't know if it'll make it or not, but that connection to Rick Perry and this, now this article comes out, you know, right after I've just found this information. It's pretty amazing. U.S. intelligence report for the first time links China's largest telecommunication to Beijing's KGB-like intelligence service. It says the company recently received nearly $250 million from the Chinese government. And this is right here in my backyard, man. The disclosures are a setback for Huawei Technologies Limited efforts to break into the U.S. telecommunications market. The company has been blocked from doing so 3 times by the U.S. government because of concerns about its links to the Chinese government. The report by the CIA-based Open Source Center says that Huawei's chairman, Sung Yafang, worked for the Ministry of State Security Communications Department before joining the company. And wouldn't you know it, who's trying to bring these motherfuckers in the back door? Rick Perry. Where's he bringing this shit in first? Texas. He knows if he can get them locked in Texas in a big way, he can get them locked in nationwide in a big way. So if this cocksucker wins anything, you can bet your ass the Chinese are going to have their full-blown KGB snoop operation in this country overnight. That Perry, man, that son of a bitch, he's a fucking dangerous criminal all his own. I think he's in a totally different league than some of these other run-of-the-mill, you know, New World Order cocksuckers. That guy's in a, I don't know where the fuck he's from. He may be a reptilian high commander from Alpha Draconis. I don't know, but he's definitely he's just greasy, like mob greasy, you know? Man, oh man, oh man. Oh. I don't know, man. I gotta say this about Rick Perry. I just have a hard time believing born and raised in Texas. I just have always had a hard time believing that dude's a Texan, like George Bush. You know, either one of those guys. I've lived a lot of places in Texas. I've met a lot of people, and from all walks of life. You know, I've met people up in the upper echelons. I've let people down in the lowest, you know, ghettos, but. Those two motherfuckers, those are not indigenous Texans. And if the world thinks that people from Texas are represented by people like George Bush and Dick Cheney and Governor Perry, you know, I mean, then I think all hope is lost because, I mean, we're people just like anybody else are down here. And just because these fucking ass clowns, these carpetbaggers, come in and ruin our good name by design so they can take over our state and do what they want to do to it and sell out our resources and sell out our land and everything that our forefathers as Texans fought and died for here. And I got relatives that fought in the Civil War, everything else. Well, the Confederacy, yeah. I mean, they've already sold our roads out that we paid for with our tax dollars to Juan Carlos, King Juan Carlos of Spain. Giuliani brokered that deal. But I don't know what the play's going on now. They seem to be kind of pushing, they were bringing Perry up for a good amount of time. They seem to be pushing him back down into the box a little bit. They seem to be bringing Herman Cain up. I guess they're now going to make it a black-on-black deal. I guess it really does look like that's what they're going to go for, doesn't it? Are they really going to do this? Are they really going to pit black against black in a Republican versus Democrat 2012 presidential election? Because I'm going to laugh my ass off if they are. And let me tell you something, people of the United States of America, if they do this and you buy it, you are fucking lost. With all this divide and conquer horse shit they've done with the teabaggers and the Obama Kool-Aid drinkers and pinkos and now the stuff they're doing with the Occupy Wall Street stuff. I mean, this hasn't been enough for you to wake up and realize that there is a massive divide and conquer operation going on here to pit us against each other. Then you're probably not going to figure out that they're going to, I mean, it really is looking like they're going to run this, you know. Well, which black man are you going to pick? What's it going to be? You know, and why is it any different than it ever has been before just because these two guys are black? Who cares? Even if they're black, purple, red, whatever. Because you're talking about something that has to do with this phony controlled system, no matter what color your two choices are, is irrelevant to the fact that if they get that far, they're going to be puppets either way. Color, race, everything, that has no bearing on the situation. It doesn't get down to those two final alleged choices, or left or right, unless that's what the powers that be want. And if they actually go through with this, if they actually bring about this Herman Cain versus Barack Obama thing in 2012, black versus black, you will know beyond any shadow of a doubt that what I've said is true. Herman Cain defended the economic team behind his 999 tax plan, but still refused to name his economic advisors. Yeah, everybody's making fun of this because it's 666. The 666 tax plan from Herman Cain. Oh, this is great. So what are we getting now? We were getting, you know, oh, good golly gracious goodness. Let me come rub some cocoa butter on you there. Michelle, golly gracious, I love your back. Oh, it's so nice. You know, basically you get Dave Chappelle or Richard Pryor imitating a white guy, which is pretty much what Barack Obama sounds like. So now what are we getting? Well, we're getting, you know, we're getting fucking Foghorn Leghorn over here. Herman Cain. I heard him make some reference the other day about coming off the plantation or something. What the fuck is this guy trying? I mean, next he's going to pull Alan Keyes, the ultimate fucking Uncle Tom, out of the pocket and run with him. Jesus Christ. I mean, Isaac will do some stepping, and Isaac will do some fetching, mammy, back in the old days. I mean, what the hell's going on? Are they going to try and run like, you know, the authentic, you know, down on the plantation, singing Swing Low, Sweet Chariot, eating fried chicken and eating watermelon, you know, good Republican, good Southern values, white Republican values, black man over here on the right versus pinko commie, left wing, God hating, Jesus hating, Jew loving, Muslim, pinko commie, lefty, Marxist, liberal from Kenya, right winger, black guy. Is that what they're doing? I mean, this is the ultimate steel cage bucking match now, isn't it? Christ almighty damn, I can see it already. And then no matter which one of those you pick, if you pick the one on the right, you pick the one on the left, then after that, you're going to be racist because you picked one over the other. I mean, I'm fucking blown that they're going forward with this. That's why we have to tell people not to believe this charade any longer. And guess what? You know, that's why they put Ron Paul out there for you to grab onto. Even though he hangs the truthers and the 9/11 truthers and all those people out to dry constantly, but he'll sure as fuck take your money and then somehow make you believe that he believes what you believe about 9/11. Ron Paul doesn't believe that. He knows who did it as much as anybody else does, but he'll never say it. He'll never say it. Why? Because he's on the team. And he's designed to get you to reaffirm to the hierarchy once again that their system as it stands right now is acceptable to you and you are willing to participate in that system because you were sold some glimpse of a glimmer of hope that Ron Paul would be better than the other guy. Well, guess what? You just got sold on continuing to participate in their system, which means that even if you figure this out, they're still going to have at least another 4 years or 8 years or probably forever to continue to run this operation. It's got to end at some point. But the only way it ends is if people stop getting roped in to participating in their voting system by these fucking fall guys, these guys that are put in there to take a fall, the ringer, as I call them, get you believing that they have a hope they might win, and oh, they're the only hope, and blah, 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 blah. And congratulations, you just verified to them that even though your person you wanted to get elected wasn't in there, that by golly gracious goodness, this system as it is now is flawless. There's no problems with it. I love it. It's the best way to go. And I'm going to continue to support it. Wrong. That's what's going to keep this system perpetuating. Wake up, stand up, and spread the word that non-participation in their voting system will do more than any Occupy Wall Street, than any In the Fed movement, than any We Are Change group or anything else. If we don't participate, they have no power. And if they have no power, this thing crumbles and the people take it back over. What do you want to do? New York Times sues the federal government for refusing to reveal its secret interpretation of the Patriot Act. Unbelievable. I mean, this is about goddamn time. Senators Ron Wyden and Mark Udall have been very concerned over the secret interpretation the feds have of one piece of the Patriot Act. They've been trying to pressure the government into publicly explaining how they interpret the law because they believe that it directly contrasts how most of the public and many elected officials believe the feds are interpreting the law. While the two senators continue to put pressure on the feds and to hint at the feds' interpretation, just the fact that the government won't even explain its own interpretation of the law seems ridiculous. Given all this, reporter Charlie Savage of the New York Times filed a Freedom of Information Act request to find out how the federal government's interpretation of its own law, and had it refused, according to the federal government, its own interpretation of the law is classified. What sort of democracy are we living in when the government can refuse to even say how it's interpreting its own law? That's not democracy at all. Yeah, just now figuring that out, huh? These guys can do what the fuck they want to do. You don't live in a democracy. It doesn't exist. You live in a totalitarian police state and you're owned like property. Does that make you mad? Does that get you pissed off? Fuck Occupy Wall Street. You need to occupy the slave masters. That's unbelievable. People just go, well, that's the way it is. Can't do nothing about it. I can go carry a sign around all day, look like a dumbass, and have sex in New York City on a street corner. underneath a sleeping bum, but that's revolution right there. Mm-hmm. Derp derp. Oh man, this is I love this story. I saw this one today. Steve Jobs says LSD was one of the best things I've ever done in my life. That's rad. That's all I can say about that. The legacy of the legendary Apple genius is quickly being drafted by a worshipful worldwide media, but most obituaries omit his longtime love for LSD. Yeah, if you're stupid, drugs are going to make you stupider. If you're smart and you have a good head on your shoulders, they can make you smarter. It's not beyond the realm of possibility. But in this day and age, when you have the big amount of dumbed down masses as we do now, drugs are just not a good idea for a lot of people. I mean, they really dumbed us down a long way. And so, you know, that's like adding napalm to a 5-alarm fire, man. It's just not the way you want to go. Did you guys hear about Rick Santorum, CMP Santorum? He says he went straight up, I want to go to war with China. Well, fuck them. Let me say this. You know, if we ever hear anything about them, you know, I think it's going to happen in our lifetime. Maybe even in the next few years or 10 years. But, you know, if somebody ever sets off a nuke and says, you know, blah, 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 this person set off a nuke, or, you know, nuke was launched here, or we launch a nuke here. I mean, you got to know all that's bullshit. Folks, if we really wanted to wipe out any of our enemies, we, you know, why would a country that has something like HAARP even need nuclear weapons? If we wanted to, say, wipe the chessboard clean tomorrow, we could direct EMP bursts to every fucking country except North America and knock everybody back into the Stone Age without killing anybody. And, well, people will die as a result of all this stuff going out. But, you know, boom, no problems there. Send the Marines in to mop it up. There's just no need for this. But China, yeah, I'd agree. I would have to say, though, man, China, whew. Fuck China. I think that's the plan, though. I think they do want to fuck China. I think they want to go in there and fuck them right up the ass with smart bombs and neutron bombs and everything else, and turn the United States into the new China. And then come back and say, yay, we saved America. We brought the jobs back. Yay. Yeah, you brought the jobs back. You didn't tell us it was going to be 8 cents an hour sweatshop job making Nikes for LeBron James. Shit, I thought we did that shit over in China. No, we do it here now. That's how the jobs improved. Well, yeah, but we only make 8 cents. Yeah, but I mean, everybody's got a job. Yeah, but only because the government came to our house and put shotguns in our faces and told us if we didn't work for them, they were going to kill us all. Yeah, but I mean, you still got a job, right? Man, oh man, oh man. You guys hear about the guy who infiltrated the protest on Saturday in D.C.? The pepper spray and all that? Chick Patrick Howley? He claimed he infiltrated it. He's an American Spectator writer. He claimed he infiltrated it, and now he's altered his account and said he didn't. So when he was caught, he said, okay, I infiltrated it. And then once his bosses, the guys running the op, said, look, you got to recant this. You got to say you didn't infiltrate because you're going to blow our whole operation here. Because see, what they just admitted there is that media outlets do send agent provocateurs into peaceful protest to stir shit up and cause problems. And that this situation that happened in D.C. at the museum is a huge case of that. And they're trying to sweep it under the rug so people don't become aware that this is a regular, a regular thing that they do. And we've known it for the longest time. But they can't hide behind that anymore. We know for a fact they send agent provocateurs in, and that's why I tell people that these protests are worthless anyway. You can't get any steam or get any ground going on any protest unless you get major media behind it, and it's almost impossible to get major media behind any sort of protest, no matter how big the issue is. It takes money, it takes ad agencies, PR firms, big bucks, big money, Soros, ad busters, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Wake up. Speaking of waking up, you might want to brew a little coffee. We're done with the news. We're going to take a break, come back. We're going to get into the key of magic tonight. Tablet number 6, the Emerald Tablets of Thoth. We'll take a break, come back, and get into that for you here tonight. This is the...
tell it again. So many of people try to tell the tale, not one of them knows the end. It was a junk house in South Carolina, held a boy the age of 10. Along with his older brother Billy and their mother and her boyfriend, who was a triple loser with some blue tattoos that were given to him when he was young, and a drunk temper that was easy to lose, but thank God he didn't own a gun. Well, Billy woke up in the back of his truck, took a minute to open his eyes. He took a peep into the back of the house and found himself a big surprise. He didn't see his brother, but there was his mother with a red-headed head in her hands. While the boyfriend had his gloves wrapped around an old priest trying to choke the man. you heard another side to the story, but you wanna know how it ends. If you must know the truth about the tale, go and ask the milkman.
All right, back here with you on the Global Reality, right here on the Global Reality Radio Network. I'm your host, Josh Reeves. Thanks for being with us here tonight for another live edition of the broadcast. We're going to be getting into the Emerald Tablets of Thoth in this segment of the broadcast tonight. The Key of Magic, tablet number 6, I believe it is, we're going into tonight. Yes, tablet number 6, the Key of Magic. So it should be good. Great tune there, Raconteurs. Carolina Drama, that's a great song. TheGlobalReality.com is my website. Again, if you enjoy what we do here, shipping banner, donate button there. Please support our work and what we do. And I just, again, want to thank everybody out there that helped us push forward, man. We're getting there, and I'm excited for what we're going to be able to do in the future. We're going to really start to get this info out to a new level. And that's, you know, we don't have a choice, because the mainstream is dominated by phony revolutions, phony truths. And there's just not a lot of people who are thinking on the level that we all need to be thinking on when we're concerning ourselves with the state of being on the planet and the people that control it. And, I'm not perfect, and I'm not the best guy for the job probably, but it's kind of like in Starship Troopers. I'll take it till you find somebody better, or I get killed, one or the other. That's kind of how it is with me. So if you do enjoy what we do here, and you enjoy the fact that we don't try to sell you products and all that, please support our work, vegalreality.com, folks, and help make a difference in what we're trying to do here. And thanks to those people that have. The Key of Magic, Emerald Tablets of Thoth, tablet number 6. Hark ye, O man, to the wisdom of magic. Hark, the knowledge of powers forgotten. Long ago in the days of the first man, warfare began between darkness and light. Men then as now were filled with both darkness and light, the duality. And while in some darkness held sway, in other light filled the soul. I, age old in this warfare, the eternal struggle between darkness and light, fiercely is it fought all through the ages using strange powers hidden to men. Again, wow, I read this stuff, man. I'm going, George Lucas was all over this stuff before he wrote Star Wars. There's just no way he wasn't. Adepts has there been, filled with the blackness, struggling always against the light. But others there are who, filled with brightness, have ever conquered the darkness of night. Wherever ye may be in all ages and plain, surely know that ye shall know of the battle with night. Long ages ago, the sons, S-U-N-S, the sons of the morning, descending, found the world filled with night. There in that past began the struggle, the age-old battle of darkness and light. Many in the time were so filled with darkness that only feebly flamed the light from the night. Some there were masters of darkness who sought to fill all with their darkness and sought to draw others into their night. Fiercely withstood they, the masters of brightness. Fiercely fought they from the darkness of night. They sought ever to tighten the fetters, the chains that bind men to the darkness of night. Used they always the dark magic, brought into men by the power of darkness. Magic then shrouded man's soul with darkness. Banded together as in order, brothers of darkness they through the ages, antagonist they to the children of men, walked they always secret and hidden, found yet not found by the children of men. Forever they walked and worked in darkness, hiding from the light in the darkness of night. Silently, secretly use they their power, enslaving and binding, the souls of men. Unseen they come and unseen they go. Man in his ignorance calls them from below. Dark is the way of the dark brothers. They travel dark of the darkness, not of the light. Traveling over the earth, they walk through man's dreams. Power they have gained from the darkness around them to call other dwellers from out of their plane in ways that are dark and unseen by man. Into man's mind space reach the dark brothers. Around it, they close the veil of their night. There, through its lifetime, that soul dwells in bondage, bound by the fetters of the veil of the night. Mighty are they in the forbidden knowledge, forbidden because it is one with the night. Hark ye, old man, and listen to my warning. Be ye free from the bondage of night. Surrender not your soul to the brothers of darkness. Keep thy face ever turned towards the light. Ye know ye not, O man, that your sorrow only has come through the veil of the night. Aye, man, heed ye my warning. Strive ever upward. Turn your soul toward the light. The brothers of darkness seek for their brothers, those who travel the pathway of light. For well know they that those who have traveled far towards the sun in their pathway of light have yet another greater power to bind with darkness the children of light. Listen, ye, O man, to he who comes to you, but weigh in the balance if his words be of light, because there are many who walk in dark brightness, and yet they are not children of the light.
Easy it is to follow their pathway,
And some, again, stuff's written by Yoda.
Easy it is to follow their pathway, Easy to follow the path that they lead. But yet, oh man, heed ye my warning,
Light comes to him who strives. Hard is the pathway that leads to wisdom. Hard is the pathway that leads to the light. Many shall find ye the stones in your pathway, many the mountains to climb towards the light. Yet know ye, O man, to him that overcometh, free will he be of the pathway of light. For ye know, O man, in the end light must conquer, and darkness and night be banished from light. Listen, O man, and heed ye this wisdom. Even as darkness, so is the light. When darkness is banished and all veils are rended, out there shall flash from the darkness the light. Even as exist among men the dark brothers, so there exists the brothers of light. Antagonists they are of the brothers of darkness, seeking to free men from the night. Powers they have, mighty and potent. Knowing the law, they obey the planets. They work ever in harmony and order, freeing the man's soul from the bondage of night. Secret and hidden, they also walk. Known not are they to the children of men. Ever have they fought the dark brothers, conquered and conquering. Time without end, yet always light shall in the end be master, driving away the darkness of night. I, man, know ye this knowing always beside thee walk with the children of night. Masters, they of the sun power, ever unseen, yet the guardians of men, open to all is their pathway, open to he who will walk in the light. Free are they of dark Amenti, free of the halls of where life reigns supreme. Sons are they and lords of the morning, children of the light to shine among men. Like man they are, and yet they are alike, yet divided were they in the past. One have they been in oneness eternal throughout all space since the beginning of time. Up did they come in the oneness with the All One, up from the first space, formed and unformed. Given to man, they have given to man secrets that he shall guard and protect to him from all harm. He who would travel the path of the master must be free from the bondage of night. Conquer he must, the formless and shapeless. Conquer must he, the phantom of fear. Knowing must he gain of all the secrets. Travel the pathway that leads through the darkness, yet before him keep the light of his goal. Obstacles great shall meet in his pathway, yet press on in the light of the sun. Hear ye, O man, the sun is the symbol of the light that shines at the end of thy road. Now to thee I give the secrets. Now to meet the dark power. Meet and conquer the fear from the night. Only by knowing can ye conquer. Only by knowing can ye have light. Now I give unto thee the knowledge known to the masters, the knowing that conquers all the dark fears. Use this, the wisdom I give thee, master. Thou shalt be of the brothers of night. When unto thee comes a feeling, drawing thee nearer to the darker gate, examine thine heart and find if the feeling thou hast has come from within. If thou shalt find the darkness thine own thoughts, meaning if those thoughts belong to you, banish them from that place in your mind. Send through your body a wave of vibration, irregular first and regular second, repeating time after time until you are free from that thought. Start the wave force in your brain center, pineal gland. Direct it in waves from your head to your foot. But if you find that your heart is not darkened, be sure that a force is directed to thee. Only by knowing can thou overcome it. Only by wisdom can thou hope to be free. Knowledge brings wisdom, and wisdom is power. Attain, and ye shall have power over all. Seek ye first a place bound by darkness. Place a circle around yourself. Stand erect in the midst of this circle. Use this formula, spell. Formula means spell. Use this formula and you shall be free. Raise your hands to the dark space above you. Close your eyes and draw in the light. Call to the spirit of light through the space-time. Using these words, and you shall be free. So, draw a circle around yourself. Close your eyes. Imagine the light coming in and say, fill my body, O spirit of life. Fill my body with spirit of light. Come from the flower that shines through the darkness. Come from the halls where the seven lords rule. Name them by name. I, the seven. 1, 3, 4, 5, and 6, 7, 8, 9. By their names I call them to aid me. Free me and save me from the darkness of night. Untanas, Kuteris, Chital, Angoyana, Huartal, Simveta, Ardal. By their names I implore them. Free me from the darkness and fill me with light. Know ye, O man, that when ye have done this, ye shall be free from the fetters that bind ye. Cast off the bondage of the brothers of night. See you not that the names have the power to free by vibration the fetters that bind? Use them at need to free thou yourself, brother, so that he too may come forth from the night. Thou, O man, art thy brother's helper. Let him not lie in the bondage of night. Now unto thee give I my magic. Take it and dwell on the pathway of light. Light unto thee, life unto thee. Sun may thou be on the cycle above. So we have a little incantation there. Kind of free yourself from the bondage of night. Pretty interesting stuff there. Wow. Man, oh man, oh man. I definitely felt some energy shift when I was reading that right now. I don't know if you felt that, but I certainly did. That was pretty powerful. Kind of go in a zone when you're reading this, man. It's strange. You're kind of like, you really do. You kind of feel like, I don't know. You just kind of go in a trance. You're kind of on autopilot. We're reading this. It's a very interesting thing. Very interesting experience. We're going to leave there. Tablet number six tonight. That's the end of tablet number six. We'll pick up next time on the broadcast with tablet number seven, which is, rightly so, called the Seven Lords. The Seven Lords. So that should be interesting. So we're going to get into that one next time on the broadcast. Man, oh man, oh man. Lots of interesting info here tonight. Thanks everybody out there who continues to spread the word about the show and put the shows up on YouTube and make YouTube videos and tell people about the show. Thank you so much. I love each and every one of you out there. And please support our work, theglobalreality.com. Got to pay the stream bill at the end of this week. Help us get a couple hundred bucks. I think our goal is like $200 or $300 this week. Whatever you can get in here just for operating costs and that kind of thing. TheGlobalReality.com. My name is Josh Reeves, and I love each and every one of you folks, and we will see you back here next time for the broadcast.